Time to talk about the sport they play in heaven, rugby union, with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good to have you back with us. What is happening with the Brumbies and the Waratahs? You got an exclusive for us?
Yeah, great news. Talking to the Brumbies a couple of weeks ago. Looks like after the enjoyment of heading up to Newcastle earlier this year, the Brumbies will be back in some shape or form in January or February, which will be great. Of course, they had 10 days with the bushfires down there in Canberra, settled into the University of Newcastle, which was great to see. So great to see that the Brumbies look like they're going to make a bit of a commitment to come back after we hosted them very, very nicely.
Also, the Waratahs, it'd be nice if they came back to Newcastle as well, although it's never a good hunting ground for them when they turn up, is it?
Oh, that's all right, mate. The good news is it looks like we have a trial match that's going to be played in the Central North Zone next year. It'll be in early February. Look out for waratahs.com.au when it's on. But all I can say is the trial that should have been in this area early this year got cancelled, and we were supposed to get another game, but that didn't happen either. But it looks like that'll be on too, so that'll be on in early February. We'll have more details about that next week, but it will be at a Central North Zone area. So you can find out more through cnru.com.au about all of that in the fullness of time. But great to see that New South Wales Rugby is making a bit of an effort here. Fascinating to see yesterday, Bear, that the Central West clubs, with of course our Coolbar Roos that are part of it, decided to stay with the Waratahs. There's been quite a bit of angst at the grassroots about where all their fees are going when it comes to the senior rugby.
Yep.
A lot of it is absorbed by the $100 fee in juniors. But New South Wales Country has a piece, then Rugby Australia has a piece, and then New South Wales Rugby has a piece. But the Brumbies put forward a proposal a couple of weeks ago to the clubs, and New South Wales Rugby had their say. And a big sweetener in all that is hopefully the Waratahs may find themselves out in the Central West areas of Mudgee or Dubbo for games. We can also say to you exclusively, it looks like Eastwood are playing Sydney University at Glen Willow next year as well. So interesting to see that finally the grassroots are shaking the tree and getting cranky and doing something about that crankiness. And interesting to see what's going to happen moving forward.
A really good point, and certainly well made too. I think it is important that the upper echelons realise how many people out here love their rugby and would like to see and hear a lot more of it. It also brought a couple of tests our way at Newcastle. A bit disappointing with the Wallabies drawing with the South Americans from Argentina, but some well-attended games in Newcastle.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised we weren't able to have full houses, and hopefully we'll have a full house this Saturday night. Interesting to see also that the Pumas have been outstanding. For all the criticism of the Wallabies last week, Pumas were just simply outstanding in defence. But when Rugby Australia makes a sacrifice to bring not only the Japanese in, the Sunwolves in, and have a ripping World Cup last year in Japan, but also put the Argentines in via the Hugger Warriors, there's going to be improvement. And that improvement not only meant a draw last week against the Wallabies, but also on the way through the win against the All Blacks 2 weeks ago at Western Sydney Stadium. So when we bring these things in short-term, it seems to be a bit mind-boggling. And I think with the new TV deal and this shortened version of the game, Super Rugby Australia, and also, of course, 5 rounds against the New Zealand sides next year, that'll be something that'll be quite a bit of fun.
You're right. I don't want to take anything away from the Pumas, especially because when they beat the All Blacks a few weeks ago, I counted myself as a massive Argentine fan that afternoon, let me tell you. Now, the money from TV, there's been a lot of talk about it. The rugby is going to be on Stan next year. How's all that going to get divided up, mate?
Oh, I think the story will be that Justin Harrison now becomes the most powerful man in Rugby Australia, if not rugby in Australia. He's the boss of the Rugby Players Association. Up until now, the Rugby Players Association, through their collective bargaining agreement, have had 29% of the money that's come out of pay TV.
Yep.
Which means in the English version, it'll be about $10 million that'll go to the players. Now, we'll try and find out a little bit more how it's going to work, because allegedly every single Super Rugby team has $5.5 million in a salary cap, which is $27.5 million. And when you divide 29% into $33 million, that doesn't work out to be $27 million.
But, not at all.
It's one of those interesting things moving forward that the game's going to have to think around it. There is a thought process out there that the Western Force will have to pay their way, but they're not mucking around. They're certainly going out there buying plenty of players. So there's going to be some interesting times ahead, but that may mean some good times for some of our players moving forward, such as Henry Robinson and also Luke Porter, who may find their way into the Waratah system in some shape, form, or dimension next year. So everybody's going to have to either take a haircut or go overseas to Japan, America. Now with the Major League Rugby, with so many people, including the likes of Matt Giddo and Adam Ashley-Cooper, heading off to the LA team in that tournament, and also, of course, the traditional stuff there with the Gallagher Premiership in England and also top 14 in France. So it's going to be very interesting to see how it all works itself out as far as players wanting to play here.
Looking forward to seeing more of our local rugby players from the Hunter taking up opportunities in the Waratahs, the Brumbies, and probably even the Force as well. And also looking forward to talking more rugby with you next week. Thanks, Wixie.
Good on you, Bear.